This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Stephen Thompson. I'm here with the Atlanta editor for Capital B News, Gavin Godfrey.
Hey, y'all.
From NPR Music, Ann Powers.
Hello.
And NPR Music contributor Serena Toros.
Hey, Stephen.
We are talking about the best albums out today, starting with Aluna. Aluna's new album is called Mycelium, and this song is The Way I'm Wired.
You know I love you deep inside.
You might know Aluna as one half of the electronic group Aluna George, which was part of that house revival scene in the UK. And as EDM became, you know, the dominant sound of the pop charts for half a decade in the 2010s. And it's funny because this duo really didn't get as big as some of the other DJs and producers out of that scene, like Disclosure or DJ Snake. And I almost wondered if it was because that moment was so tied to the idea of a pop star coming in and singing the hook. And I really felt like Aluna was undervalued as an artist, as a vocalist. And her music feels so contemporary with what the pop landscape is doing right now, bringing in soul and R&B to electronic music. And she was just way ahead of that curve. And she released her first solo album in 2020 called Renaissance, which is quite funny, which had the same kind of ideas as Beyoncé's did 2 years later, to bring in Black artists, producers, and to center those people in the sound of the dance floor. And I feel like she sounds so much looser and freer on this album, Mycelium. You know, I love this term. This is like the network of like mushrooms and the way that mushrooms as decomposers are their own kind of ecosystem. They break down old things and make way for new things and new life. And I just feel like that's such a great title for the way that she has been reborn here as her own pop star artist, as her own executive producer. And I really just love the way that this sounds like a DJ set on the dance floor, and that there are some songs where it kind of bumps along and her vocal performance is decentered for the beat. And there are some that are that big pop star moment, like Kiss It Better with DJ MK.
I was going to say Kiss It Better was definitely a jam for me, too. And I feel like if there was a way to kind of give an elevator pitch to my friends about why I really bopped to this album, was that it's just like being unapologetically you, you know, really just kind of being at home in your own skin. I think even in some press material, she's talked about, you know, just embracing being glamorous, especially for people of color and the LGBTQ plus crowd. And so I think there's a line on Kiss Me or Kiss It Better that's like, you know, I'm not scared of my mind. No, I won't stay in my lines no more. So I think it's really just a celebration of like, don't overthink it. Be you. You should celebrate that. And I just literally, like you, I felt like I just wanted to dance all weekend kind of playing through this.
It's interesting that she says she's throwing back to the 90s a bit. I wonder if y'all hear that on this record, getting a little Crystal Waters vibe at times.
Yeah, I was my wife and I actually trying to throw a 90s themed dinner party in a couple of weeks, and I was listening to this. And she was like, oh my God, you gotta throw this on the playlist? I was like, this is not the 90s, but I'm glad you can kind of feel that, right? Because again, I think reminds you of those times of just wanting to just like be in the club, be free. A lot of things that are bringing us down these days that we've talked about, whether it's in our industry or the world, this is a record you can kind of put on and literally forget about all of that and just vibe out.
Oh, Gavin, now I'm going to be thinking about what is 90s food for the rest of this
well,
conversation.
You know, the food isn't 90s, actually. that will be the soundtrack. The food will be Mexican, some enchiladas and a taco bar made by your boy.
But for me, I feel like for me, 90s food is just the Taco Bell Fiesta menu.
For me, I was living in New York, so 90s food is bodega sushi. That's definitely what 90s food is for me. On Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn.
Yeah, you know, as this decade keeps taking shape, I feel like one of the big musical shifts has been, you know, Black artists taking back control of electronic as a genre and dance as a genre. And, you know, maybe that's why it sounds so 90s, is because, you know, electronic was so white in the 2000s and the 2010s. And I'm so here for this shift. I feel like it's a Black art. They've always been innovators, and, you know, I feel like they should be rewarded critically, commercially, financially for this music.
That's Aluna. Her new album is Mycelium. Let's go next, speaking of the 90s, to Dominic Fike. Dominic Fike's new album is called Sunburn. This song is called Sick.
Oh, you get so high, if I could be there for you, and still condone, I wouldn't even try, cause you make me sick, and I make you. Can't be, 'cause I'm still in love. Blame it on you. Blame it on you. Oh, the way she used to dance when the music turned down, 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 down. And the place she'd take your hands just to pull her shirt down, 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 down. Okay, boy, I hate the tone that she takes when she goes out on a vacation. All of the time, oh, how did she get so high? 'Cause you make me, and I make you, and we can't be, 'cause I'm still in.
So yeah, speaking of the 90s and 90s baby, Dominic Fike, and on this very program, I think about 3 years ago, Robin and I talked about Dominic, who is, you know, a young kid from out of Naples, Florida, kind of got his start with an EP called Don't Forget About Me Demos. Don't Forget About Me because he recorded it on house arrest and thought that potentially his career might have been headed nowhere, but we knew that wasn't the case because in 2020, he releases his debut, What Could Possibly Go Wrong? But in the time since, you know, he's been on HBO's Euphoria. He got to rock Coachella. He's even modeled for Calvin Klein. And I think what's awesome about Sunburn is that it feels like he's going back home, right? He's back in Naples. His stories are about what it was like to grow up in a single-parent household where his mom had her own struggles with addiction, you know, was in and out of jail, and sometimes he didn't even know where his meals were going to come from. He has a little brother to take care of. I think if you were able to check out his video interview series called Florida leading up to this project, it's him talking to his brother, talking to his mother about what it was like to grow up there and, you know, how that influences the music that he made. And so, you know, you have tracks like How Much Is Weed?
Photo album, but the color faded from it. If I could go back and tell you how it ends, I would have done it. Don't let down. Don't let down. Friends and family took the alley to Miami. Got caught up in all my babies. Got no daddy. Can you send me something? Can't do all of the shouting on an empty stomach. I can't find myself no balance in this emptiness by long.
Where he really gets into some of that biographical info about his mother being away, having to look out for his brother, really having a very different childhood from, you know, the kind of traditional sense of it. I think if you've ever seen that movie, The Florida Project, that was essentially Dominic Fike's life. Right. Yes, exactly. So out of all of that comes this kid who has given the kids of Naples and around Florida something to believe in, which I think has helped him believe in himself. And another key note is that he's talked about getting sober to make like this album. So it sounds a lot more clear. There's a lot more clarity in his lyrics, and he seems, you know, really honest about who and where he is right now.
I'm obsessed with that filmmaker, Sean Baker, who made The Florida Project. And so cool that you mentioned his movies, because I feel like the sort of saturated sound of this record does connect to the saturated light in Sean Baker's movies, both Florida Project and Tangerine. Nice comparison. Love it, Kevin.
Yeah, I really like that comparison. I thought about that movie listening to this record. And I have follow-up questions for Serena, our Floridian, about this record. Because this record sounds like Florida.
I feel like, you know, musically, you know, he's got a little bit of, like, rap and hip-hop. He's got a bit of alt-rock. And I'm always going on about the musical legacy of Florida and how underappreciated it is. And I feel like it makes total sense that this kid comes from Naples and he sounds like this, because, you know, Florida is home to great rappers like T-Pain and currently Dochi. And, you know, it's also home to labels like Fueled by Ramen in the past, which had that like seminal alt-rock, hip-hop, fusion band Gym Class Heroes, and it also is home to Dashboard Confessional, and I hear all of those things mixed up on this album.
First grade, somebody tied you to an ant pile, and that wasn't even the worst day. Back then you knew I always liked you. We went to high school, and on the first day, you pushed me up against a brick wall.
I think it has a lot of sensitivity to it. Like, I think the song Ant Pile, which is one of the more popular tracks, I think for good reason, and like the way that he is like intimate in his storytelling and detail and like kind of self-reflection. I think he's opened up to the way that he is perceived by others and the way that his actions impact other people.
I feel like we could have a 20-minute conversation just about bands you hadn't thought of in years that I heard listening to this record. It's one thing to hear like a little bit of Sublime's influence kind of seeps into other records, but I was like, this reminds me of G Love and Special Sauce. There are several moments of like, it's mixing hip hop with this kind of sun-baked 90s dirtbag pop in ways that I just haven't heard referenced as much.
One word, Len. Three words.
Len!
Steal my sunshine.
I love Len. You know how I feel about Len. That's Dominic Fike. His new album is Sunburn. Next up is Anony and the Johnsons. Their new album is called My Back Was a Bridge for You to Cross. This track is called Rest.
Rest like the soul of a diamond. Rest like a woman in a field of wheat. Rest and she'll come home to you. She'll come home to you. Rest like the soul flying. Rest like your hunger is the victory. It's a long and loving day. It's a long and loving day.
Now all my life I wait.
rest like your hunger is the victory. Oh, Anony, I'm so happy you're back. Okay, I have to disclose that Anony is a top-tier artist for me. I think I have put every one of her albums on my year-end top 10 list throughout her career. So just putting that out there. I was predisposed to love this new release, and I do. It veers away from the majestic and rageful electronics of Hopelessness, which came out in 2016. Comes back to that band-based sound you can hear in that track. Anony's main collaborator here is the guitarist and producer Jimmy Hogarth, who has played with the late Amy Winehouse, Tina Turner at one point, Duffy, who turns out Anony is a huge Duffy fan. Which
I'm a huge Duffy fan.
I love Duffy. Rock fairy, right on. And so the album does go in this kind of soul direction, and it's inspired by Marvin Gaye's What's Going On. You know, I think there's a conversation to be had about a white artist taking on essentially a black sound and really paying tribute to and almost channeling the spirit of a black icon. But I feel like this record really integrates Anony's gifts, Anony's sounds with this template that she's using.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. And also to speak about Jimmy Hogarth, it almost feels like that guitar is like a second voice or second artist on this, right? It's like another character throughout this album. And to your point, you know, I feel like there's always a lot of talk about like who can kind of, you know, speak for or use or kind of live in certain genres. And I think what's very true on this album that I heard is just that honesty and even that kind of pain in her voice.
It must change. It must change.
I feel like if you can really approach topics that pop up on songs like Can't or It Must Change with that honesty and that kind of vulnerability, you know, that really resonates with people. And so I was, you know, sitting here both like, yes, yes, but also like I might cry because, you know, just the reality of, you know, what she is, you know, sharing and her lyrics is just so, so real and just very, you know, timely for what we all are kind of living and seeing right now in the world we're in.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously the full-on attack against trans people is definitely haunts this record, you know? And of course, climate change, climate crisis, a theme Anony always goes back to.
Yeah, and I appreciated her reference to Marvin Gaye and kind of wanting to address social issues. Like, Anony has always addressed social issues.
Oh, I mean,
Hopelessness
yeah.
is a deeply, deeply, deeply political record.
But you're right, Gavin, it runs the gamut of emotions. And there's a beautiful song, Sliver of Ice. It's such a tender song.
Now that I'm almost gone, sliver of ice on my tongue, tastes nice. It tastes so good, it felt so right for the first time in my life.
And it was inspired by conversations that Anony had with Lou Reed as he was dying. And he told her that he, you know, he had to suck on ice to keep himself hydrated. And he told Anony that he'd never realized the beauty of cold water before. And to make a song from that, I just think that's why Anony is one of my favorite artists, because she just homes in on these images that are so beautiful.
Anony and the Johnsons' new album is My Back Was a Bridge for You to Cross. We've got a few more records that we want to play for New Music Friday, but first, let's take a quick break.
This message comes from Capital One, offering commercial solutions you can bank on. Now more than ever, your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services, all tailored to your short and long-term goals. Backed by the strength and stability of a top 10 commercial bank, their dedicated experts work with you to build lasting success. Explore the possibilities at CapitalOne.com/commercial, a member FDIC. This message comes from NPR sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.
Last year, over 20,000 people joined the Body Electric study to change their sedentary, screen-filled lives. And guess what?
We saw amazing effects.
Now you can try NPR's Body Electric Challenge yourself. Listen to updated and new episodes wherever you get your podcasts.
It's New Music Friday from NPR and All Songs Considered. I'm Stephen Thompson, and we are looking at some of the best new albums out today, July 7th. Next up is Little Dragon. Little Dragon has a new album called Slugs of Love. This is the title track.
Little Dragon has, I think, been around almost over 25 years at this point, and they just keep things so fresh. And big shout out to Leopard Slugs, because they've said that.
Did not expect this conversation to go this way.
Yeah, it's going there. We're taking it there. These leopard slugs, an invasive species of slugs that are actually very sexual. When they have a mating ritual that is both like acrobatic, kind of a marvel to watch. It's a little weird, but it's also just kind of fascinating, which to me is like, you know, listening to a Little Dragon record. And, you know, what they've said about this particular project is that they feel like it's honestly their best work. I do feel like this is one of their most cohesive records to date. There's about 11 tracks, clocks in at just over 40 minutes. And, you know, I think it's a bit of looking at the peaks and valleys of love, life, you know, relationships. I think these guys sound so comfortable. So I had a really fun time, you know, listening.
Well, one thing that really jumped out at me listening to this record, and kind of an overarching theme for the week, is just how much the pop hits of the 90s and aughts seep into a lot of the music that's coming out today. I felt like they're synthesizing several decades they've been together and kind of picking and choosing kind of some of their favorite sounds of the past and synthesizing them into something that feels really artful and crafty, but with still this real lightness to it.
Since we're going to the movies in this conversation, I wonder if anybody else thought about Wes Anderson when they were listening to this record. I just feel like that brightness, that kind of stylized quality takes me to Asteroid City.
Bright and ornate.
Yeah.
And stylized and pulling carefully from the past in interesting ways. Yeah.
They're sponges. They're pulling from so many different elements of sound. And, you know, to Stephen's point, is this like, you know, like Taylor Swift's Eras tour? Is this your kind of Eras album where you kind of go through all those kind of wins and losses of what they've tried to do musically? But to me, this all really sounds like a win. And I think it's also just a sense of being honest and earnest about being human. There's songs like Tumbling Dice, where Yuki Minagino, the lead vocalist, says, "I'll be gone in a flash. Let's dance till we go. One day all of us will be buried in stone." Take a breath, make a word, every step as we go, tumbling in the wind. Soak it in. Really just taking a beat to realize that we're all headed to the same place, so let's just have some fun while we do it. And I feel like they're having that fun on this particular album.
That's Little Dragon. Their new album is called Slugs of Love. We're going to close this week's show with a lightning round, but first, one more pick. PJ Harvey has a new album called I Inside the Old Year Dying. The song is Lonesome Tonight.
Hark the greening of the earth, curled ferns yet to uncurl. Hark the sea.
Well, Polly Jean Harvey never does anything halfway, am I right? About a decade ago, she decided she wanted to learn how to be a better poet. So she started studying the art of poetry and actually did a 3-year mentorship with this Scottish poet named Don Patterson. And while she was doing that, she started writing this book called Orlam. It's a coming-of-age tale about a young girl living in a fictionalized version of Polly's own home turf on the west coast of England, around in Dorset. And this album continues to build the world that she so richly created in Orlam. And if you read the title of the song we just listened to, it's L-W-O-N-E-S-O-M-E, Lonesome, and that is an example of the Dorset dialect. I'm going to say, if you like Chaucer, if you like Middle English, you'll really dig the lyrics on this record. The language gives a lot of sort of like extra flavor, percussive quality to the lyrics. But as Polly and I discussed on a conversation that went up on the All Songs podcast feed yesterday, this is still a PJ Harvey album. It's not Folklore by Taylor Swift. It sounds totally like in line with PJ Harvey's catalog. And so fans of her work, especially her more experimental work of recent years, are going to love this record.
Her fingernails are ripped from hauling clayfield fields out of the river's edges for pots with happy voices. Consumed with trinkets, only eased by scratching. Whispers, limbs, thistles, or sickly chicken whistle.
Yeah, my impression of her work was always that her lyrics deserve their own intimate study, but which was so hard to do because her earlier music is so loud that you can't hear her very easily. She did have a couple moments that surprised me, like on that song Lonesome Tonight, where she sings, "Are you Elvis? Are you God?" And I was like, is PJ Harvey funny?
She is funny. No, she's totally funny. And certainly when she began, she was very young. She was, you know, rocking out and singing from her own place, you know, her own mental space. But even by this, I don't know, the second or third album, she's creating these characters. And I think one way to think about her is as a multimedia artist. You know, I mentioned the book. She is also a visual artist. Many of her records are accompanied by long-form videos. And think of this album as part of a world. It's so much about the natural world. You know, there are several songs that mention months, for example. She creates frameworks for herself, and then she lets the frameworks guide the music, I think, in a lot of ways. So I just put this record on repeat, you know, and I just listen to it, and it just has that seasonal rhythm to it that I find very seductive. And she's the only artist to, I think, to have won the Mercury Prize twice, by the way. So she's funny, she's fantastical, she just goes out. And that's what I love about her. She goes wherever, you know.
That's PJ Harvey. Her new album is I Inside the Old Year Dying. We couldn't get to every worthwhile album out July 7th, so let's do a quick lightning round of some of the other big new releases out today. Gavin Godfrey, kick us off.
So just in case you missed it, because also we weren't able to have a show last week, Sampa reemerged with his first single in 6 years, Spirit 2.0.
And I ain't scared as before, ain't as scared as before. Catch you, love will catch you, spirit will catch you, faith will catch you, friends will catch you, time will catch you, flash will catch you.
For me personally, Sampa is like an Andre 3000, a Frank Ocean. You know, when he delivers, it's something that you are waiting super patiently for and waiting a long time often. And he kind of makes pop-up spots on different folks' records or soundtracks. But his album Process from 2017 won a Mercury Prize. What's up, PJ Harvey? And he, you know, it really captured folks, this kind of very vulnerable sound from this British guy that most Americans first heard on a Drake song. But we've been waiting for a while. And just the fact that we have a new Sampa song that really digs into that question of like, where's he been? You know, he's been through a lot, and the lyrics speak to the people, friends and family and others who just checked on him to remind him that no matter what you're going through, we just care about your well-being mentally, physically. And that really comes through on this record.
Ann Powers, give us your lightning round pick.
My choice is Brian Blade and the Fellowship Band's new album, King's Highway. Blade is just simply my favorite jazz drummer. He's one of the most intuitive and generous and dynamic players of our time. The Fellowship Band blends straight jazz and soul and gospel. Brian Blade grew up in the church. His dad was a pastor. And folk influences, too. And they sound like no other band working right now. Their music is so full of grace and inspiration. It just makes my day whenever I hear it.
Serena Toros, give us your lightning round pick.
Well, Stephen, this is also from a favorite of yours. The great Julie Byrne has a new album out today called The Greater Wings.
Music in the walls. You were in the moment with your life across the court. Was this always on?
I think this album is going to go up there as one of the greatest albums about grief. I feel like this, in terms of modern classics, is right up there with Mount Eerie's A Crow Looked at Me.
Whoa.
During the making of this album, her longtime songwriting partner, Eric Littman, died unexpectedly. And so it is kind of an amorphous, ever-changing album. I don't know how she sewed it all together. It is kind of remarkable to me that it sounds like its own distinct project when it is made in a distinct rupture of before and after, but it has some lines that totally bowled me over. Like on this title track, she sings, "Name my grief to let it sing," and I don't even have words for it. It is one of the most moving albums I think coming out this year.
Great pick, love her. As Gavin mentioned, we didn't get to do a new episode of this show last week, which means my favorite album of last week did not get the love it deserves. The Japanese House's new album is called In the End, It Always Does.
I could have been somebody else, but I've been out looking for me. It doesn't matter what I tell myself. For a moment there, I swear I saw me. I want to meet somebody new. Change beneath the evening light. And she held me kind of like you do.
The Japanese House is Amber Bain. She's been making beautiful, moody, dreamy electropop records for a few years now. My first thought listening to this record is how much it recalls the softer side of the band Muna, who I love so, 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 so much. And lo and behold, Muna's Katie Gavin actually shows up as a guest on a song here, along with members of the 1975 and Justin Vernon from Bon Iver. The record is really through and through just consistently terrific. Love this record. That'll do it for New Music Friday. Gavin Godfrey, Ann Powers, Serena Toros, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you.
If you want to hear all the music we've featured on this week's show, along with a bunch of other great new music out today, we've got expanded playlists in Apple Music and on Spotify. Search for NPR's New Music Friday playlist in either of those apps. Don't forget to bookmark the Now Playing blog at NPR Music. That is packed with song recommendations that'll help you stay caught up on great new music. You'll also want to sign up for NPR Music's weekly newsletter. I write it these days, so signing up is the law. To subscribe, go to npr.org/music-newsletter. This week's show has been produced and edited by Robin Hilton. From NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Stephen Thompson, encouraging you to be well, take a break, and treat yourself to lots of great music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
All that sitting and swiping, your body is adapting to your technology. Learn how and what you can do about it.
I really felt like the cloud in my brain kind of dissipated. Once I started realizing what a difference these little breaks were making, there's no turning back for me.
Take NPR's Body Electric Challenge. Listen to the series wherever you get your podcasts.